Shio, good morning and welcome to drstanley.com. I'm Dr. Stanley and this is the Red Font Addendum, Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. I have a great idea. The U.S. Supreme Court will be in conference on Friday, February 17th, 2023 to decide whether to hold a hearing on the Brunson lawsuit. So basically, there should be a hearing to see if defendants 666 Biden, Kamala Harris, former VP Pence, and 385 members of Congress should be thrown out of office for breaking their oath of office by voting against the proposition that came from members of Congress to investigate the claims that there were enemies of the Constitution who successfully rigged the election. Folks, this is real. Quite honestly, I have no idea why more people are not talking about this. Why? Everything else is getting pushed out there by a so-called conspiracy theorist, but why not this Brunson lawsuit? It's almost non-existent on social media and definitely not on the news. Folks, it's happening. It is happening. And the other brother's lawsuit is on the heels of this one. Have you looked at the homepage of this website and done your research? Because it's all on the homepage. There's hardly any research to do that is not on the homepage, except to research the Brunson brothers as they are real life, get this, trumpeteers. I'm not even making this up, all right? Meaning they play the trumpets. They are musicians and used to even be on late night TV shows like Johnny Carson. What a fluke, huh? The universe, God, really does have a sense of humor. So what if we took Venus conjunct Neptune, the aspect for today, February 15th, 2023, which actually began in applying degrees approaching on February 9th, 2023. That's when we felt the prodrome, the early symptom. So it's exact today and lasts in separating degrees, you know, as it's pulling apart until February 22nd, 2023. What if we took this energy and prayed to the Holy Spirit with faith, grace, belief, and love, just like the mother in the movie that I mentioned in the daily horoscope for today? What if millions of us threw logs, prayers on the fire, Holy Spirit, and then fanned the flames by talking about it out loud with others? What if we did that? And then others started praying. You see, that is the power of prayer. The flame is a powerful thing. The flame of the Holy Spirit works miracles. Wouldn't that be something if suddenly people could see? I mean, really see what is not going on with the Jeffrey Epstein client list, the Hunter Biden laptop, the business dealings of the Biden crime family, Ukraine? Ukraine is always in the movies, folks. Why? It's always in the movies. The Wiener laptop, I mean, the Anthony Wiener laptop, and so much more. Wouldn't it be something if the House of Cards fell? Can you imagine the lockdown that will occur when the House of Cards falls? Do you think there wouldn't be fallout? Because next will be the statewide politicians, governors, representatives, and senators, and then the local governments will take their hits. Do you think there won't be some order in place, meaning lockdowns and some patrolling in the streets? I'm just saying, folks, you might run out of your lockdown food pretty darn fast if you think this will be a party and all you have is fun food like Cheetos and mac and cheese. Well, folks, astrologically speaking, the House of Cards in D.C. has a better chance of falling than standing. And remember, when the mighty fall, they will reach out, and sure as anything, they will take everything and everyone down with them. I'm telling you, you better stock up because it's my belief. And don't stock up because it's my belief. I'm just saying, it's my belief that lockdown 2020 was a nice little practice. As they go down the flames, prayers will rise. Why? Well, like a beautiful phoenix rising, although the process of transformation is quite ugly, it's worth it. And boy, oh boy, they are going to throw every scenario at the flames to draw your attention away from the lawsuit. Everything. It's not just the laptop, it's this lawsuit. They don't realize that the worse things get, the more people will fall to their knees, pray to God, and feed those flames, the Holy Spirit. Too bad that's what it really takes for humans to get the get. but sadly, it's true. You have to understand, Pluto is moving into Aquarius, which rules the House and the Senate. That's Congress. Congress is a bicameral legislature divided into two equal institutions, the House and the Senate. Look at the memes on today's daily horoscope, okay? Pluto in Aquarius literally changes the face of Congress. Aquarius rules Congress, the House and the Senate. I feel like I need to keep repeating this. Pluto is about leveling, destruction, and then reconstruction, which equals transformation, like the phoenix rising. Up out of the ashes, the spiritual and mythical bird arises. The chances of everyone being let out in handcuffs is pretty dang good under these astrological conditions. Oh, it's ripe. And I look sweetly back on all those who cussed me out for saying President Trump won the 2020 election, which he did. I have not backed down and I won't. It is becoming and will become even more evident. Hang on, folks. We're getting there. I think it's wise to remember that the South Node is still in Scorpio until July 17th, 2023. Scorpio rules the swamp. Remember President Trump's motto, phrase, tagline, drain the swamp? The South Node is the drain, while the North Node is where the cup runneth over. The South Node is the hole in the chart. It's the bottomless pit. No matter how much energy is poured into the South Node, the energy falls right through. It's a drain. By golly, it is my belief, astrologically speaking, meaning backed up by Pluto and Capricorn moving into Aquarius on March 23rd, 2023, as well as the South Node in Scorpio, that the swamp will indeed be drained. The conditions are perfect, folks. They are perfect. No wonder it had to take this long. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be one ugly year as a result, because when people fall, they reach out, grab, hold on, and take others down with them. And you know, there is no forgiveness for treason. Did you know that? None, zero, zip, nada, zilch, zippo. Go ahead and research this sentence. What is the penalty for treason? And as a gentle reminder, let this be a lesson to you. The South Node in your chart is the same. It's the drain. It's the hole in your chart. It's the bottomless pit. No matter how much energy you put into it, it falls right through. The South Node right now in your solar return acts the same way. You always have the hole in your natal chart. Always and forever, it's always the same. And then every single year when your solar return rolls around your birthday chart, you will be dealing with the South Node in that sign that year in a certain house in that solar return. Folks, dig out your natal charts and solar returns. Blow the dust off of them. The solar returns are taking some really hard hits this year. And you want to know what this looks like for you. You got to prepare. You got to prep. My birthday is months away, but you can bet your booty that I'm looking at the houses that are taking heat and I am laying the groundwork right now, which includes bowing out of the drama of social media. Oh, there's a method to my madness. I can see that, and then I was like, whoa, oh, no wonder, dot, dot, dot. I can see how busy I will be down the road, and I have to lay some groundwork and organization right now. This is how solar returns serve us. The creep and crud, my mom would always say that, Mama Bear, she would always say creep and crud. The creep and crud will still occur, but how you handle it is a whole other ear of wax. The solar returns tell us the timeline, the who, the why, the where. We can count the tiny little notches, degrees as days, and say right at about this time will be when SHTF. I understand that my horoscopes are typically ultra nuclear long and very time consuming. And since I'll be off social media, Facebook for the foreseeable future, maybe I'll post here and there every once in a while, but you'll be able to see firsthand how much time social media eats out of the day. So I'm going to channel my extra energy into creating some other cool projects on this website that require attention, detail, and creativity. So I might be back later with another talking feather with some more stuff. Keep an eye out on the homepage, because that's where I'll announce big stuff, more stuff, new stuff, that sort of thing, rather than using social media. All right, so later, Gators. And as we say in Cherokee, they ain't the go ha ya. Until we meet again.